This is JIS News. Coming up, NMIA bidding process to be reviewed. Agriculture Ministry lifts ban on imported poultry and poultry products and insurance companies to pay for services at health facilities. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, has instructed the enterprise team responsible for the privatization of the Norbert Manning International Airport, NMIA, to conduct a thorough assessment and review of the recent bidding process. The report will indicate the possible reasons for the lack of bids and recommendations regarding the way forward. At the close of the bidding process in mid-December, no offers had been received. Dr. Davies, who was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, said he expects to have a copy of the report by the end of January.
There's no urgent imperative which would propel us to privatize the asset at this time. However, our policy remains to pursue the privatization of the airport in keeping with the objective of introducing private sector management and expertise, as well as cash, to improve operational efficiencies, to mobilize additional private sector investment in airport infrastructure, and to increase the service quality standards in line with international best practices.
In April 2015, Dr. Davies advised that five international companies were shortlisted to participate in the bidding for the selection of a concessionaire to further develop and operate the NMIA. He says queries and expressions of interest have been received from companies regarding their possible participation in a resumed bidding process. Meanwhile, Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the Airports Authority of Jamaica will proceed with its expansion plans. Dr. Davies says the entity is not a charge on the budget and has posted a 30% increase in revenues and profits for this fiscal year up to December 2015, while passenger traffic increased by 5% over last year to date. He adds that this positive situation is likely to continue in the medium to long term.
We expect increased traffic through Norman Manley as a result of the ongoing expansion of the road network. In particular, the North-South Highway linking Kingston to Outreras. In addition, the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project will also generate additional traffic through Norman Manley.
The Agriculture Ministry has lifted the restriction for the importation of poultry products from some parts of North America. The ban was implemented in March 2015 in the wake of an outbreak of bird flu in the United States to safeguard Jamaica's poultry industry. Mr. Kelly says the move was made in accordance with Jamaica's Animals, Diseases and Importation Law and international guidelines, and the ministry will continue to monitor the situation on an ongoing basis.
Those high standards and swift actions help to protect our local industry. In accordance with international guidelines, we have now resumed importation from those states which have been declared free of bird flu.
North America is the main source from which Jamaica imports poultry products. U.S. states which were affected by the restriction included Minnesota, Oregon, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, California, Idaho, and Washington. And health insurance companies will be required to pay for services delivered to their clients at public health facilities starting this year. Health Minister Horace Daly says government has been underwriting the entire cost of health care since 2007 when user fees were removed at hospitals and health centers. However, Mr. Daly points out that it is the health insurance providers who have been benefiting most from the policy. He says health insurance companies are saving millions of dollars in payouts and not the users for which the subsidy was intended.
When you come to the facility, you're going to be asked, do you have a health insurance? If you have a health insurance, the insurance company will have to pay their portion, not in out from your pocket enough. We're not going to take your portion. We're going to take the insurance company's portion to help the facility.
Health Minister Horace Daly. That was GIS News. I'm Andrew Jane Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.